The next day, I was like practically vibrating with anticipation. I got to the gym a little early just to, you know, make sure I didn't miss him. I started my warm up, but my eyes were constantly scanning the entrance, pretending to be focused on my stretches. And then there he was, Leo, right on time, bless him. He walked straight to the cardio section again, which honestly didn't surprise me. He seemed to gravitate towards the less intimidating machines. Today, it was the stepper. I found a spot on a bench press facing the cardio area and pretended to be really engrossed in my phone, but I was totally watching him. He climbed onto the stepper, all gangly limbs and earnest effort. His thin legs pumped up and down, a little wobbly at first, but he found his rhythm. He had those same oversized glasses still sliding down his nose, and his hair was like even more disheveled today, which was kind of cute. I watched the slight tremor in his calves as he pushed through, the way his shoulders hunched just a little. He was so, so fragile looking, and it just made my chest ache in the best possible way. I mean, seriously, he looked like a strong gust of wind could just, you know, knock him right off that machine. And the way he was breathing, a little too heavy for the pace he was setting, it was just endearing. I could see the sweat starting to bead on his forehead, and I had this overwhelming urge to just walk over there with a towel and like gently wipe it away for him. But no, not yet. I had to play it cool. Let him get a good workout in, you know, just observe. My little skinny prey, working so hard, completely unaware of the giantess admiring his every delicate movement. There were a couple of women on the ellipticals next to him, and like they were definitely on the leaner side too. But even compared to them, Leo just seemed smaller, more delicate somehow. Their arms, even if they weren't muscular, had a bit more definition, a bit more solidity. Leo, though, he was all angles and fine bones. His wrists looked like they'd snap if he tried to do a push-up. Their movements were fluid, efficient. His were a little more hesitant, almost dainty. It just reinforced everything I loved about his physique. He was like the quintessential small, skinny man, even among other small people. It was perfect. And I had a whole plan for how I was going to accidentally run into him again after his session. This was going to be fun. Okay, so after watching Leo for a bit, I figured it was time to get my own workout in, you know, before I made my move. I headed over to the flat bench for my chest routine. I started with some dumbbell presses. I grabbed the 100-pound dumbbells, one in each hand, obviously, and settled back. The weight felt good, heavy, but manageable. I pushed them up, feeling the deep stretch in my chest, the burn as I lowered them slowly. My pecs just swelled, feeling so full and powerful with each rep. It's like this incredible sensation of raw strength, you know? My muscles, they just feel alive, buzzing with energy. After a few sets of those, I moved to the incline bench. I loaded up the bar with like 225 pounds. It's not my absolute max, but it's a solid working weight for reps. I unracked it, took a deep breath, and started pressing. My shoulders were stable, my triceps firing, and my chest was just screaming, but in a good way. Every rep was a testament to all the hours I've put in, all the discipline. There's just nothing quite like feeling that immense power, the ability to move serious weight. It makes me feel like completely invincible. And honestly, it just makes me feel so incredibly me, strong, capable, dominant. I finished up with some cable flies, really squeezing my chest at the peak of the movement. The striations in my delts and pecs were just popping. I could feel the blood rushing to my muscles, making them feel even bigger, even harder. It's this amazing sense of fullness, like my body is just a finely tuned machine ready for anything. I wiped down the machines, took another swig of water, and glanced over at Leo again. He was still on the stepper, looking a little more flush now, but still going. Perfect. My muscles were pumped, I felt incredible, and now I was ready to spring my plan. Leo was just starting to slow down on the stepper, his movements getting a little more labored. This was it, my cue. I took a deep breath, the scent of my own sweat and the gym's familiar tang filling my lungs, and started walking towards him. My steps were like deliberate, heavy, making the floor vibrate just a little. I could feel the power in my stride, the sheer mass of me moving with purpose. He finally stepped off the machine, reaching for his water bottle, his back to me. I slowed my pace just a bit, timing it perfectly. As he turned, I was right there. Like right there. I didn't accidentally bump him this time. I just, you know, filled his personal space. My shadow probably swallowed him whole. "Hey, Leo," I said, my voice lower this time, a little husky from my workout, but still carrying that undeniable authority. I let my eyes sweep over him, from his slightly damp, messy hair, down his thin arms, to his still trembling calves. It was a gaze that was meant to consume, to possess. I could almost feel him shrink under it. He jumped, literally startled, his water bottle almost slipping from his grasp. His eyes, already wide behind his glasses, just went even wider. He took a quick, shallow breath, and I could practically see the alarm bells going off in his head. His face, already flushed from the stepper, deepened to a shade of crimson. "Emily," he stammered, taking a quick step back, almost tripping over his own feet. He looked like a cornered rabbit, all nerves and a desperate need to escape. His gaze darted around as if looking for an exit, or maybe just a smaller, less imposing human to hide behind. "Good workout?" I asked, a slow, confident smile spreading across my face. I didn't move, just held his gaze, letting the intensity of my presence wash over him. My chest was still heaving slightly from my presses, my muscles feeling hard and ready. I knew I looked imposing, and honestly, I loved it. The fear in his eyes, the way he seemed to be physically recoiling, it just fueled that primal urge even more. He was exactly what I wanted. Just finishing up," he mumbled. He fidgeted with the strap of his gym bag, his fingers looking so delicate, so easily crushed. Just as I was about to purr out my next line, a voice cut in, a little too bright, a little too concerned. "Excuse me, is everything okay over here?" I turned my head just slightly, my gaze narrowing. It was one of the cardio women from earlier, the one with the really neat ponytail. She was, you know, a normal-sized woman, but standing next to me, she suddenly seemed small. Her eyes, though, were fixed on Leo, a clear question in them, and then they flickered to me, a hint of something like disapproval. Leo, bless his heart, just froze. He looked from her to me, then back to her, his mouth opening and closing like a fish. He was clearly caught between being terrified of me and not wanting to admit it to a complete stranger. His face got even redder, if that was even possible. Yeah, I'm fine, he mumbled, not quite looking at her, not quite looking at me. His voice was still so soft, almost apologetic. He just wanted to disappear, I could tell. It was almost cute how flustered he was, almost. "Are you sure?" the cardio woman pressed, her voice gentle but firm. She took a step closer to Leo, her gaze still flicking between us. "You look a little, you know, overwhelmed. If you need any help or just want to, like, get away, I can walk you to reception or just grab you a fresh towel." As she spoke, she reached out, her hand gently settling on his arm just above his elbow. Her touch was light, meant to be comforting, but I saw Leo flinch just a tiny bit and then stiffen. He was still looking at his shoes, avoiding eye contact with either of us. "No, really, I'm good," Leo mumbled again, his voice even quieter, if that was possible. He didn't pull his arm away from her touch, but he didn't lean into it either. He was just like a statue of awkwardness. He was clearly uncomfortable, but too polite or maybe too scared to just say, "Yes, please save me from this Amazonian giantess." It was almost frustrating, but also in a weird way, kind of hot. He was so vulnerable. I just watched the scene unfold, my jaw tightening ever so slightly. This little interference was annoying. She was trying to be the hero, wasn't she? Trying to, like, rescue my prey. I felt a low growl start to rumble in my chest, but I suppressed it. Not yet. I just needed to observe. Let her think she was helping. She had no idea who she was dealing with. This wasn't over, not by a long shot. "Oh, I'm just being friendly," I said, my voice dripping with what I hoped sounded like innocent concern, but with an underlying edge. I stepped slightly forward, subtly positioning myself between the cardio woman and Leo, cutting off her direct line of sight to him. "Leo and I just met yesterday. I was just offering him some tips, you know, as a new gym member. It's a big place, can be a bit overwhelming." I gave her my most disarming smile, which on my face probably looked more like a baring of teeth. The cardio woman, though, she didn't buy it. Not for a second. Her eyes narrowed and she pulled her hand back from Leo's arm, but her gaze was still fixed on me, sharp and suspicious. "Right," she said, her tone flat. "Because you're just so known for your friendly advice to new members, especially the ones who look like they could snap in half if you breathe too hard on them." She paused, then leaned in just a fraction, her voice dropping, though I could still hear every word perfectly. "Look, I've seen your type before. You're always like hovering around the little weak guys. It's kind of creepy, honestly, like a predator, but for, you know, the scrawny ones." Leo, meanwhile, was practically vibrating with discomfort. He was still mumbling, "I'm fine, really," to no one in particular, his eyes glued to the floor. He probably wanted the ground to just swallow him whole. It was almost a pity, but then he was my little weak guy, and this woman was getting in the way. My smile didn't waver, but the predatory gleam in my eyes intensified. Oh, she had no idea what she was stepping into. I took a moment to really look at this woman. She was probably around Leo's height, maybe 5 feet 6 inches or so, and definitely not a lifter. But, you know, she wasn't skinny, not like Leo. She had like a dancer's build, or maybe someone who did a lot of yoga or Pilates. Her arms had a lean, toned look. You could see the faint outline of muscle, especially in her shoulders and calves from all that cardio. She was like athletic in a lithe way, not bulky at all, but still she had a noticeable firm presence compared to Leo's almost ethereal slightness. Her legs too, while slender, had a definite strength to them, a subtle curve of muscle that spoke of endurance, not fragility. She was like the kind of woman who was naturally fit, probably never touched a heavy weight in her life, but still had more substance than my Leo. It just made him seem even more delicate by comparison, even more like he needed someone strong to, you know, look after him. And that someone was me. I held her gaze for another beat, letting the silence stretch, letting her feel the full force of my displeasure. My smile remained fixed and unyielding, but the message in my eyes was clear. Back off. She was right, I was a predator, and she was interfering with my hunt. But I wasn't going to make a scene. Not here. Not yet. This was a long game, so I took a slow, deliberate step back, giving them both a little more breathing room. It was a tactical retreat, not a surrender. "Well," I said, my voice still low, but with a hint of something cold now, "I'm sure Leo can decide for himself if he needs rescuing, can't you, Leo?" I directed the last part at him, my eyes boring into his, a silent challenge. He flinched again, still looking like he wanted to vanish. Yeah, I can, he stammered, finally managing to look at me for a split second before his gaze darted away again. "See," I said to the cardio woman, my smile widening, but it was a shark's smile now. "He's perfectly capable, just a little shy, maybe." I let my eyes linger on Leo for another moment, a possessive gleam in them, before finally turning fully to the cardio woman. "Well, I've got to finish up my cool down. Enjoy the rest of your workout." My tone was dismissive, a clear signal that the conversation was over. I turned and walked away, not rushing, but not lingering either. As I moved, I could feel the intense, almost electric stirring within me. Her accusation, her implication that I was a stalker for little weak guys, it didn't offend me. It thrilled me. She saw it. She understood it, even if she judged it. It just confirmed what I already knew about myself, about my desires, the raw, undeniable urge to take what I wanted, to claim him, to protect him, to just have him. It was a powerful, intoxicating feeling. This little interruption, this challenge, it only sharpened my focus. Leo was mine, and I was going to make sure he knew it.